Tired of the same old content? Same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire, talk shows with real-life wisdom, testimonies that shake the soul. Fresh, faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio, more than just radio, its purpose, its power, its truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows. Tired?
We are Power of Faith.
Very good evening on NBC Online Church. My name is Isaac Katereva. Thank you so much for listening to the station. Thank you so much for loving us. This day is given to us by the Lord, so we shall be glad in it. We shall enjoy it. We shall love it. Guys, what is going on that side? Tell me, apart from Uganda Cranes being thrashed 3-0 at home by Algeria, tell me what else is good out there. Tell me what else is going on out there. Tell me what else is happening. I can't imagine the environment outside Chireka right now. I can't imagine. Because the tickets to the game were sold at 10,000 shillings, which is cheap, relatively cheap. I talked about it. With some people in town at my brother's shop. I have a brother who deals in phones, mobile phones and everything, and accessories. He talked about this thing, and they were saying, since the game is cheap, we're going to have so many people, which was the truth, because the stadium was full of people, full of Uganda Cranes fans. But it still didn't stop our team from losing 3-0. They lagged behind at the very beginning. But now, before we go into all the details and all the feelings that I have right now, I am going to be forced to show you guys how bad I'm feeling, because trust me, I expected something different from the team. But anyway, before we go any further, please allow me to pray for the session, because the session is going to be partly about sports. This is Nightlight, and forgive the opening tone. Trust me, just like any other fan, I expected something nice, but this is what I got. I got 3-0 at Nambole Stadium, a very good-looking stadium that looks so good right now. I am feeling so bad. But anyway, let me start this off with a word of prayer, and then we get going. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the day. Thank you so much for each and everything you have managed to help us accomplish. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for Children's Welfare Mission. Thank you, Jesus, for Namgongo Pentecostal Church. Thank you, Jesus, for our families. Thank you, Jesus, for our mothers. Thank you, Jesus, for our fathers. Thank you, Jesus, for our children, daughters and sons. May you continue to lift us up. May you continue to put us on different levels, better levels than we were yesterday. And may you continue to give us the best that we deserve. May you continue to favor us, and may you continue to bless us. And may this show be useful to the people out there that are listening. May they gain a lot. May they gain each and everything. May they not miss anything that is being said right now. Thank you, Jesus, for Nightlight, and thank you, Jesus, for myself, Isaac Katarieva, and thank you, Jesus, for the world at large. We pray and believe in Jesus' name. Amen. So, guys, Munasonywa, the way I started by getting really angry at Uganda Cranes for not beating Algeria in our newly fixed stadium. A stadium that looks so amazing right now. a stadium that has these sprinklers of water that go on at halftime and even before the game, something that we were used to seeing on TV, but now it's in our own stadium, but we still can't win a game there. And I don't even think we have won a single game in Nambole Stadium recently, which feels bad because it gives us a picture of how we are going to fly right out of CAF when we are hosting the tournament, even with Tanzania and Kenya. It shows us how bad we are going to crash out of that tournament. And it doesn't look good, it doesn't look good at all. Eh? So please, guys, Uganda Cranes. Maybe if I had played football and given my all to it, and maybe, I don't know, I would have put the Cranes ahead at some point. Because we had an era of Kitende. We had the Kitende era. And the Kitende era, I won't say it mounted to nothing, but we still got no real happiness, no real victory with the Uganda Cranes. And what hurts the most is that whenever those games are about to be played, the patriot in you always wakes up. I'm not talking about you alone. When I say you, I mean me as well. Yeah? So this is not just to you, this is personal, okay? It's about me as well. Whenever Uganda Cranes is about to play, I be touched to patriot level. You understand? I be touched to patriot level. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like, before I even get into this of how I was angry and so on and so forth, I'm going to first go through the lineup and see who was playing, because Gizala scored, Mezaine scored, and Bayazid, whoever they are, man, these guys scored. Seron Joji got a yellow card, Anyama got a yellow card, Semugabi was in, Kakande was in, Sebagala was in, Alan Okello is the only person I know in this game. I think even Seron Joji, maybe even Chizito, but I don't know anyone else. Mutakubwa was beaten 3 goals. Atenga Takubwa. So guys, I want us to really think about this. What is happening to our team? What is going on with our team? Because this is so sad. This is so sad. It's like we cannot get a single thing. This guy came off the bench and scored. He came off the bench and scored. You understand? What are we going to do to improve our sports? Nchimanyi mbade size kuogera ku sports olunaku olwaleero, but allow me, please, allow me, because this is not good at all. We can't be supporting our team like this and getting this in return. You understand? You have a new coach called Paul Put Katenku Itebichi Bamitani abadde byekwaso yabadde kati. What is going on exactly? Chechi kenda maso. Biekwaso. Mr. Biekwaso. Sikuita Biekwaso enzo kuichanga. Mr. Biekwaso. Chichi echatu sewo. What happened? Are you going to actually promise us that you can hold up the other games? If you fail to continue with this. I thought Paul Put was our coach, and it says here that he is the current Uganda coach, but somehow the one who was with the players today is called Mr. Biekwaso. Kakati Biekwaso, chichi echagenze maso, erotu subi zotia, ntie mipide jidako, olinacho gendo tuyamba, chetunate gira kubango mpire oguso kabo gubanga, Feba host, tukubidogo lo satu ewafe, Mr. Biekwaso, genda kwe kwa sachi. Mutaku waba mkwe golo satu. Selunjoji uno yellow card. Anyama yellow card. But anyways, really, I've not come to talk about that. Though it came in at some point. The patriot in me is screaming. The patriot in me is crying. Because it's not just about the football, man. It's everything. It's everything around us. It's everything around us. It seems like we are living in a ghost town or something. For the truth, man. For the truth. I know to some of us it's hard to stomach. We don't even want to think about some of these things. We don't want to compare ourselves to countries like Rwanda and so on and so forth. The other countries, you know, you name it, you name it. It's at a point where we fear to even be talked about. We are just blossoming in the alcohol culture. Third best drinking country in the world, third drunkest nation in the world. We can't even hold up a football game at home in our own stadiums when we are hosting the tournament. Are we just hosting the tournament to host it? Oh wow, we are hosting the tournament to get something out of it. Please, please, please show me. Show me. Show me the truth. What do you think we are doing here? From way back. I think the last time Uganda did something was during Idi Amin's time. Rest in peace. Idi Amin. But now, what is happening really? What is happening? With the more Ugandans getting poorer, we are getting more foreigners owning bigger businesses in Uganda. Businesses for foreigners are booming, even creating different divisions now. I think I've been in the village too long, but today I have seen a new mad van company. I've seen a new mad van company. And guys, if you don't mind telling me, what does the word Madvani mean? What is the meaning? Okay, let me not call it a word. What is the meaning of the name Madvani? Abamanyi, bobo chimanyi, Madvani, elinyeryo cheritegeza, Bambi, Bambi, jangu WhatsApp yango ngambe. WhatsApp yange 076-333-999-17. Ngenda jikudina mu mulundi gumu. 076-333-999-17. Nenga byo sibirungi. Sibirungi. But anyways, we continue to pray for our nation. For the world, we continue to hope that the people who are stealing from our nation get scared one day, because we know that God's hand works invisibly. God's hand works invisibly. And in the middle of all this happening, I have appreciated one cause today, because today I passed by town, but for the first time, I've not seen very many street kids. I don't know if I came in when it was not time for their business. Forgive my French. I don't know if I came in when they're just absent on the road, but I appreciate the fact that they are not there. Umanye dasima ebula jiwa. But for the matter of the case, I am just glad that street kids in my eyes reduced in Kampala, because usually whenever I take a trip to Kampala, it's hard, it's very hard to not see sweet kids. But I saw some. And then when you go down to Jinja, we went to Jinja also. You know, I love Jinja so much. I was born in Jinja. We went to Jinja for a field trip with our troublesome kids. That would be a story for another day. I'll tell you about them kids. But when you go to Jinja, at the point of having lunch, I met these other kids. They were kids. They visibly looked like they were street kids, but they were just looking for opportunity now. You know, the kind of opportunity where you have worked and expect payment, but the kind of opportunity where you hope to be given by a well-wisher, which is so sad. We shouldn't be at that level. And then I almost cried when I saw the rest of Jinja. The rest of Jinja. Factories, bad roads, and more factories, and bad roads, and less people, and more bars. Everywhere I look, there is a bar. I'm glad we didn't go further into Jinja, because I think I was going to cry. Then we just stopped here around Masese Fish Farming. Those fish farming projects, which are apparently owned by a fish farming circle there in Jinja, and different, the words, quote unquote, I'm not saying my own words right now, I'm quoting the guide that was on that trip with us, investors from China and everywhere else. I think they just didn't want to say India. But now our country is headed down a path we don't know. We don't know the path our country is heading. We have more billboards than anything else. We are selling things to our own citizens, selling everything to our own citizens, right after selling what they own to foreigners. That is exactly what we are doing right now. It's happening already. You know, this calling is not easy. Calling is not easy, and I won't say I can. Trust me, I can't. Can't ignore the calling. It's in my blood. It's in my DNA. I'm meant to be like this. I'm born to be like this. I am made like this. I'm supposed to touch this and that, this and that. Bring clarity where there isn't. And I'm glad the Lord has used me like this. But guys, please join me. Our country has been slammed into the wall by reckless drivers. And now it's time for us to call on to Jesus to come and save us as a nation. For God and our country, Uganda. Please join me in a prayer for Uganda. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for this beautiful land you have blessed us with, Uganda, the Pearl of Africa. Thank you for her mountains and lakes, her fertile soil, her vibrant culture, and her resilient people. Lord, we lift our leaders from the highest office to local authorities. Grant them wisdom beyond politics, hearts that love righteousness and minds that seek justice. Turn their ears to hear you and their eyes to see the needs of the people. Raise up leaders after your own heart who will shepherd the nation in truth and integrity. Father Lord, we pray for peace in every region, from Kampala to Karamoja, from Arua to Busia. Silence every word of violence, every voice of violence. Silence corruption, silence oppression, and let the sound of unity and revival echo through our streets. Bless our youth, O God. Bless them, fill them with purpose, protect their minds from deception, and awaken their talents for good. Let them rise as builders, dreamers, innovators, and warriors of truth. Heal our land from poverty, disease, and division. Restore our hospitals, our schools, our economy. Let revival sweep across the churches, homes, and workplaces. Holy Spirit, hover over Uganda. Ignite worship in the hearts of the people. Open spiritual eyes and raise a generation that fears God and walks in His power. We declare that Uganda is rising not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church or Radio. We have just prayed for our nation. We have prayed for the Lord. To guide our leaders and our youth, to help them use their talents for better. And next, I would like to pray for this, for the broken families in our country. And please join me again in this prayer for families. Heavenly Father, we lift every family up in our nation today. You are the author of love, unity, and peace. And we ask you to plant those seeds deep within our homes. Where there is brokenness, bring restoration. Where there is silence, stir up conversations. Where there is hurt, pour out healing. Where there is lack, be the provider. Raise up fathers who lead with courage and mothers who nurture with wisdom. Strengthen the children, O Lord, that they may grow in grace, discipline, and purpose. Let our homes be filled with your presence, not just beautiful on the outside, but solid in love, forgiveness, and truth. We pray for all struggling families, Father, those fighting addiction, poverty, separation, or even sickness. May they encounter your miracle working hand, Lord. Bind families together like cords that cannot be broken. Let love be louder than anger. Let faith be stronger than fear. And let Christ be at the center of every household. We declare, as you said in Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. This is Nightlight. Yefech Tangala Chechiro. Wanoku MPC Radio. Bulirwe tuja, tubatuze kunyumia. Kumbera yansi, ebintu ebigenda mase saweno. Tubatuze kunyumia moko. Mukwano gwange sike oli mu Los Angeles kwagala nnyo era buli kyankulowoozaako Mukama ebali kukuuma abagenyi baffe abaabadde batukyaliddeko okuva e Netherlands e Budaki mwebale kujja tukyalirako mwebale emirimu gyonna gyonna gye mukoze era mwebale kujja ne muteeka akamwenyomwenyo ku matama gaffe. Mwebale nnyo okutulaga nti ensi tekomaawo ka wetugimanyidde. Mwebale nnyo mwebale ddala kujja tulabako era Mukama abatuuse bulungi nga muli ku flight yammwe okuddayo. I know you guys are already en route right now to Netherlands. I don't know if you're going to Amsterdam. I think you're going to land in Amsterdam, and some of you have like 2-hour drives from Amsterdam to go back to your real hometowns. And I wish you all the best of luck. May God who protects, he who provides, may he provide for you and may he continue to protect you every day of your lives. Mwina mwina, it was a huge group. Amanya sigenda gani mga menya menya gona na yeni nini nye yangu temu wongo. Yeli nye lidi taila. Mwebali nyo kujani mchari dako. Taila, thank you so much for that beautiful smile. It put light in my life, I should say. Can't say heart. If I say heart, people will catch feelings. I care about people's feelings, you know. So you lit my life up, Tyler. Thank you so much for that. May the Lord bless you for that. You gave me a new smile. And I love the new me I have become. Thank you so much. All our friends out there. We have people in the USA. By the way, the USA has the most listeners on NBC Online Church or NBC Radio. And we get the most views on our website from the USA. And second in line is Uganda. So our Ugandans in America, thank you so much. Especially you, Mom CK. I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for staying on the station. And thank you so much for being the great mother that you are. Thank you so much for taking care of your babies. Thank you very, very much. I know the Lord always blesses you and he's always going to be blessing you every day of your life because you are a great person. You are a wonderful person. Thank you so much. Olunaku olwaleero lubadde lwa ssanyu nalwo. Ng'olwejjo bwe lwabadde, olwejjo lwabadde lwa ssanyu nnyo nalwo. Yes, lwabadde lulungi nnyo. Olwaleero nalwo lubadde lulungi nnyo. Era tusigadde nga kyagenda kuba munnange tetuyimirizaamu. Mukama ye asigala atupampinga, atugamba keep going. And for us, our only job is to keep going and keep focused on him for as long as we are focused on the Lord, laser focused. Look at the Lord no matter what you think is going wrong. Just look at the Lord. Tell him each and everything. Era ogenda ommaliriza nga buli kimu kitambudde bulungi nnyo. mganda wange brand kakande nkutumidako nkwagala nyo brand kakande mganda wange nkwagala nyo ne sister wafe Anita nkwagala nyo ne mganda wange omulala Mr. Kalis Isaac Kalonji nkwagala nyo nawe bakanda benge banji ninayo batabisa nabana banji nyo baganda bange bawako Ivan baganda bange banji nyo ba Mustafa Khan Abdurrahman banango mwana oyo ali talented nyo yakava kutua tufetwa jise tour. He was on a nation, I don't think it was nationwide, anyway it was regional. He was doing the central, it is a central tour, and the part of Western Uganda didn't really come to pass because of a few matters here and there. So the Mbarara session was postponed to another date, which he will communicate to me, and I'll be sure to tell you guys here on MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. I'll keep you guys updated. I know you love the boy. He has some nice music. And talking about nice music, I'm going to be playing some of his tracks on radio because his tracks are healthy. His tracks are healthy. Just like the music I'll be playing here all along. So I'll be playing his tracks here anytime. So you guys just keep your heads up for my brother's music. Yeah. And talking about music, since I'm finally back into my right mind, fully in my right mind, I'm fully off drugs, I'm fully off weed. I can sing now. I feel it. Omanyi. Ekintu kye bayita talent y'okuyimba for you upcoming artists out there n'abato abagala okuyimba bino bye muwulira nga babalimba mbu when you use drugs you become better, it's a lie. That's a devil lying to you. For all the time I've been using drugs, for all the time I've been using weed, all the times I've been smoking weed, I have not been constructing anything fully. Oya bastani akulimba nti bona binyoja kola bulungi, but there is no performance there. Omanyi, mainstream media has attached weed to creative people. But to all my fellow creatives out there, who think you are running on weed, you are not. You should be running on yourself, okay? You should be on yourself. You shouldn't be the weed. It should be you. It shouldn't be the weed. It should be you. I repeat, bro. I repeat, sister. It shouldn't be the weed. It should be you. It should be you. It should be you. It should be you. Shouldn't be those drugs. Shouldn't be the pills. It shouldn't be the alcohol. You can reason right without anything in your head. You can be sober and be cool at the same time. I wish I knew this years before I started smoking this weed. But I'm finally glad I broke the chain. By the time I can even speak about it on radio like this, just know I broke the chain. I broke the chain. And for you out there who's still struggling with the same thing, I'm telling you the only way you can beat it is by confronting it. Manyi stani. Stani anyo musongamu olugalo. Stani wo musongamu no mulabisa abula. So for guys out there fighting habits, guys out there fighting addiction, guys out there fighting masturbation, guys out there fighting drugs, guys out there fighting cigarettes. I used to be a very good cigarette smoker. I don't know if it has bitterness and goodness to it, but I was a very, very, very prominent cigarette smoker. And even nabanguzanga sigala ngabampitaka sigala. Can you imagine? It was that bad. I had messed my life up to that level. To the level of the people who used to sell me the cigarettes, calling me Kasigala. Even some of my friends, I'm pretty sure there's so many friends that couldn't tolerate me anymore, or because I wasn't smoking anymore. There are so many friends. But look again, what kind of friends are they if they want you to be smoking and wasting yourself and wasting your life? What good are they for friends if that's what they want you to be? If they want you to waste your life, are they? Think about it before you submit to anyone's pressure. Before any kind of peer pressure drives you around, think about it. Think about it. Don't give it one thought, give it so many thoughts. Think about it. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. And English says birds of a feather flock together. Who are you chilling with? And what is their hobby? What are their hobbies? Eh? Look around. Those guys you call your friends, what are their hobbies? Era bobera nabo bakongera kochi. Ask yourself. Olina okubeera n'abantu nga bakwongerako kintu kinene nnyo spiritually. In your spiritual life, something should change. Even physically, you shouldn't be looking ratchet, you shouldn't be looking random. Kujako nga mikwano gyo bali random. And if you are random, I don't expect you to make organized friends. Kuba people who are organized are not going to give you time. Organized people don't want random people around them. Era bonasemberanga ngo liyo disorganized. Bajja kugoba bugobi. Nkutumirako muganda wange roasted. Tumwikirize roasted. Nkutumirako nnyo. Era omulimu ogwontumye Mukama yeka ayinza okunzikiriza ogukola. Era sinaganako. 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 Nziramu okutumira Madam CK Holly Los Angeles. I love you so much. Thank you for being the nice person that you are. Thank you so much for carrying such a great heart. Thank you very much. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you heavily and abundantly. Nayenga cho. H2O4. Ensi eno wetuuse tuyina kwebereramu, tuyina kwagala Mukama, tuyina gulumiza linnya lye, tuyina mutwalira ddala mu kitiibwa kye, kubanga Mukama ayina amaanyi. Era yayina ekitiibwa, yayina obuyinza bwonna, era nga yasasula. Webale nnyo okubeera ku MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. Festive, tukwagala nnyo. We are going to pray for justice in this country. We are going to pray for love. We are going to pray for habits, break habits down. We are going to pray for our nation. And I believe that the Lord hears us. The Lord knows what we are doing. He knows that we are praying for a better world. And He wants the best things for us. So a better world is what we get when we pray for one. Our Lord is that parent who you ask to give you bread, and He doesn't give you a stone. If you ask for bread, He gives you exactly what you asked for. So we are going to pray for justice, and we are praying directly from the Bible in Psalms chapter 7, starting from verse 1. And if you're out there, please pray with me in this one, because it applies to all of us. It applies to me who is praying here on radio, on MPC Online Church, on MPC Radio. It applies to you who is listening in, wherever you are all around the world, in Grenada, in Indonesia, in Nigeria, in Tanzania, wherever you are all around the world. People in the USA, people in Canada. Thank you so much for listening. People in Belgium, people in Chile, thank you so much for listening. So pray with me. Pray this wonderful prayer with me. Oh Lord, my God, I come to you for protection. Rescue me and save me from all who pursue me. Or else, like a lion, they will carry me off where no one can save me. And there they will tear me to pieces. Oh Lord, my God, if I have wronged anyone, if I have betrayed a friend, or without cause done violence to my enemy, if I have done any of these things, then let my enemies pursue me and catch me. Let them cut me down and kill me and leave me lifeless on the ground. Rise in your anger, O Lord. Stand up against the fury of my enemies. Rouse yourself and help me. Justice is what you demand. So bring together all the peoples around you and rule over them from above. You are the judge of the whole human race. Judge in my favor, O Lord. You know that I am innocent. You are a righteous God and judge. Our thoughts and desires. Stop the wickedness of evildoers and reward those who are good. God is my protector. He saves those who obey Him. God is a righteous judge and always condemns the wicked. If they do not change their ways, God will sharpen His sword. He bends His bow and makes it ready. He takes up His deadly weapons and aims His burning arrows. See how wicked people think up evil. They plan trouble and practice deception. But in the traps they set for others, they themselves get caught, so they are punished by their own evil and are hurt by their own violence. I thank the Lord for His justice. I sing praises to the Lord, the Most High. Amen. That is a prayer for justice. And today I prayed from the Good News Bible. And thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. Thank you very much. This is Nightlight and my name is Isaac Katarieba, and I'm so glad to be the one talking to you out here. I'm so glad to be the one feeding you with the Word of God. I'm so glad to be the one that is reminding you to love Jesus, because it shouldn't have been me, trust me. It can't have been me. All my old students, all my OBs and OGs, they can't believe it is me that is doing this. No one can believe I'm doing this. can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm doing it anyway. Because for those guys who can't believe, none of them is God. It's not like they knew I could be here. It's not like they could ever imagine. It's not like they could. And the other thing that hurts me so much, our children, our young children, our youngsters, they are growing up in a world that is driven by media. You know, we ignore media. And it's so easy to just dismiss it and say, it's just TV. It's just YouTube. It's just a phone. It's just a video. It's just music. But that is the heaviest misconception I've ever heard people put on something like that. You can't say music is just music. It's not just music, please, 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 not just music. It's everything that is wrong with our community right now. It's everything that is happening with the world right now. Mind control goes through in the media. The worst doctrines are passed through media. The worst and worst doctrines are born in media. We watched Hollywood unleash LGBTQ up to the moment it got flags. Right in our eyes. They even climbed the Lord's sign of peace, the rainbow. And those blasphemers took it for their own. And that's total blasphemy. Total blasphemy. God's sign of peace is now a flag of whoever thinks they own it. Very sad. Tonight's Nightlight is about praying for everything that is in our nation. We are praying for everyone in our nation. And how best to do it than praying for children and the youth. I would like to pray for the youth and the children in this nation. Because where we are headed is not a very good future. I hope in the next 10 years we have more married people and more children getting born. Because by the looks of it, young girls lately and young men don't want to get married, but still want to have children. So we are likely to have a very big number of single parents in the future. And we can't have that. We cannot have that. So I'd like to pray for our young people. For God to plant them strong in this soil. Plant them strong in this nation. May they hold it up. May they hold it up while we are older. The young people, our children, my Astrid, my Zion, my Ethan, my Praise Abigail, my Esther. May they lift the world when we are older. And they are the youngsters of that time. Let's start praying now. O Lord, Father of all beginnings, look upon the little ones and the dreamers, the feet that skip through village dust, the eyes that glow with boundless trust. Plant them strong in truth and not in trends. plant them with minds that build and hearts that mend. Guard them from all the silent lies, the screens that dim the morning skies. Let their classrooms be worlds of light, not battlegrounds of silent fight. May teachers be prophets in disguise, and may wisdom fall like rain from skies. For the youth, bold, restless flames, searching the streets and chasing names. Let not peer or post define the worth you etched before all time. Raise the leaders, raise the poets, raise the hands that feed and sow it. Call the coders, builders, singers, kingdom hearts with heaven's fingers. Heal them, Lord, from pathless nights, from hidden pills and useless fights. Let their hearts break for what is real. Let their prayers plant what time will heal. Bring revival in the halls, from teenagers to playground calls. Make their lives with holy fire, so the nation climbs up, child by child, higher and higher. Amen. And for the media that our kids are listening to and watching, for the things they are exposed to, things that are disguised as educative cartoons but are really dark imagery being manifested into our children's lives, into their eye gates, things we can't even control anymore because we give them devices to use. Things we don't even know how to explain. Things we don't even understand. Take them into your hands, Father. Take them into your hands. Because you are the Alpha and the Omega, you are the beginning and the end. And you do each and everything. Let us pray for the media. Heavenly Father, we lift up the media of our nation into your hands. We thank you for the gift of communication, the ability to perform, inform, educate, inspire, and unite. But Lord, we acknowledge that this power has been often misused. We pray for every journalist, every presenter, every editor, every producer and content creator, that you may fill them with integrity, courage, and a desire to speak truth over profit. Cleanse the airwaves and digital spaces from manipulation, gossip, and confusion. Let the media become a platform for righteous justice and peace. May it expose evil, defend the voiceless, and guide the public with wisdom and discernment. We declare that Uganda's media shall not be used to divide or defile, but to build and bring light. Strengthen Christian voices in media. Give them boldness and creativity. Let programs, songs, and stories reflect the values of your kingdom. Raise a new generation of media men and women who fear and honor you. And may they be respectful to truth above all. We silence every voice of propaganda and spiritual confusion. We declare that truth will rise above every lie, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for staying on MPC Online Church or MPC Radio. We love you so much. And we will always love you. We'll always love you. I'm always going to be here for you guys. And in case you need me to do anything for you, in case you need me to play like your prayer, your testimony, You can send it to me on WhatsApp on 076-333-99917. Or if you're outside Uganda, you can just add our country code so that it doesn't disappear in your contacts and doesn't show up in your WhatsApp. You can do it like +256-763-3-999-917, +256-763-999-917, and there you go, you have me in your contacts, and you can just send me anything, really anything, and I'll be back here waiting patiently to give you the best answers I can get for you, and to even play your content out there for people to be inspired by you. Thank you so much for listening to the station, and thank you so much for loving Jesus, and thank you so much for loving yourself most of all. Thank you so much for taking care of your family. Thank you so much for taking care of yourself. In the name of Jesus, we get better every other day. We keep getting better every day. In the name of Jesus, He lets us get better. When Jesus touches your life, same again. There is a certain friend of mine that had, I was working on radio, internet radio, and he was used to me innovating and creating my own stuff, because he had known a history of me creating my own music, self-made, creating my own programs and apps, self-made, creating this and that, self-made. So when he heard that I was on radio, on church radio, he was like, is he doing it by himself again? Shout outs to you, DJ Drizzy brother. And the answer is no, bro, I'm not doing it by myself. This is a call from the Lord Jesus Christ, and I answered it. I got it here at Namgongo Pentecostal Church, and I love it. It's the best thing that ever happened to me, because ever since I was a child, I always wanted to be on radio. Ever since I was young, I always admired the voices on the radio. And you see, when I was young, like in my P5, P4, there, P6, my big brothers used to put this night show on. There was a show on Capital FM, if you remember, in the early 2000s, 2005, 2003, 2005, 6, 7, there, around there. There was this amazing presenter called Alex Ndaula. He used to do a night show, and he had this deep, nice voice for the night. He inspired me. He was my idol, and he's always going to be my idol. Rest in peace, Alex Ndaula. And now I'm here on radio. It's not Capital FM, and I don't want it to be Capital FM for any reason. I love it here. I love to be here on MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. And I cannot wait to give you each and everything that the Lord has planned for you to have from this station, because it's so much. Today I met different people while I was at my bank. I was banking, and then I met these wonderful souls. And I always don't like holding things back, so I told them about radio, and they were excited to come and talk to our youngsters about money. They were excited to come and talk to our youngsters about life decisions. They were excited to come and talk to these people. Very excited. Shout out to you, Peace. You're the branch manager. Thank you so much for being a great friend. I'm always going to be keeping you in the loop. I'm going to keep you as a friend, as a tight friend, because I need you to enlighten my young people here. I need you to come around and talk to these guys and make sure they don't do mistakes. I want them to be great people in the future, like you are. Yeah, I want my girls to be great women of substance like you out there. I want the boys to be great people like you as well. So we shall be doing it anytime, Peace. And it's not going to be this time anyways, but we are surely going to make time, because the best is yet to come. MPC Online Church, MPC Radio just started. we just got started. New things are just unwrapping. New gifts are just unwrapping. And thank you so much for being part of this journey with us. May the Lord bless you heavily and abundantly. May He bless you. Because this is a wonderful ministry. This is a wonderful ministry. You ought to love this ministry. I've been talking to young people. You know, I love talking to young people. I love to hear their minds. I love to know what they're thinking. And over the weekend, we had St. Henry's College, Namgongo. They were here. Very jolly people, jolly fellas and girls. Very jolly, very nice girls. And they're going to come by again. I hope so next time. We shall organize something very good for them to come here and interact with our students as well. Good interactions. And then we make the best of it. The best is yet to come, trust me. The best is yet to come. Jesus loves you guys so much. He loves you. He will always love you. And since it's exactly 11, 6 minutes past, you're going to allow me to allow you have a good night. allow you have a good night. I'll be leaving you in a bit. But I would also like to remind you that you're on NPC Radio. And NPC is Namgongo Pentecostal Church. Shoutouts to UCK in Los Angeles, USA. I love you so much. Hope the appointment with the doctor went well. You know, appointments with doctors, they don't usually go well, especially when you're the one that's ill. Unless you're just pushing someone or just seeing the doctor casually. But hey, doctor appointments don't usually end well. They end in injections, they end in news, they end in surgeries sometimes. God forbid. But it usually goes down like that. If you're the one that's ill and you're having an appointment with the doctor, trust me, you don't want to imagine it. And that's how it goes. But anyway, I wish you the best of luck in everything that you're doing. And I know that the Lord is going to continue to bless you. Carolyn Dam, I hope you're already on the way to the Netherlands. Carolyn has been here and she had a great time. She loves this place and she wishes she didn't have to go so early. Just like all the visitors we had, she wishes she didn't have to go early. But these guys had to go back. They had to get back home and get back to their work. And now we are back all alone, waiting for more visitors and having fun and loving each other and cherishing this life that God has given us and literally just living a happier life, okay? We shall miss you guys always. We are going to always miss you guys. Trust me, we're going to miss you guys. Personally, I'm already missing you, Tyler. So, better be back very soon. And we shall be talking about a lot more because by the time you come back, the jazz will have piled up. It will be a lot of jazz for me to give you. There will be so much jazz for me to give you. But my name is Isaac Katerewa. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to MPC on Church, MPC Radio. We love you so much. You are loved, you are cared for, and you are cherished. Thank you very much for loving MPC Radio, MPC Online Church. May the good Lord bless you abundantly and heavily. We are now going to Pentecostal Church. community-based church loved by the Father God. We seek Him to know Him, enjoy Him, and love Him, making His mighty, loving, saving, and healing presence known to our community and to the nation. We love you so much, and we hope to hear from you. And today, by the way, Namgongo Pentecostal Church had the pilot sale going on. I missed that sale. I was up and down today. I had to go to the bank. Things took longer than I expected them to take. And then I had to move from the bank, go back home, and then get back here, and then run back home later on. And then I played some soccer in the evening there, and it took me away a little bit. But hey, we are back. We are cell-based church, and we had a pilot cell, and I'm going to be informing you about the cell tomorrow morning. And be sure to be tuned into MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. We love you very much. Shout out to you, Pastor Eric Semper. Thank you so much for giving us the chance. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. And thank you so much for being a blessing in our lives, Pastor. Thank you very, 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 very much. Thank you very much, Pastor. You are blessed. All of you are blessed. You, the listeners, are blessed. You guys out there are blessed. Okay, we love you guys so much. We love you guys very, very, very much, and we shall continue to give you the best work and give you the best. Like, we are looking up to giving you the very best every day of our lives, especially me, Isaac Katarieva. I am now for you, because since I was a child, all I dreamt about was working on radio. Now look what I have. I have a job on radio. I will make the best of it, and I'll give you the very best of mine. I love you guys so much. My name is Isaac Katarieva. This is Nightlight. I'm signing out, but I would like to remind you guys to stay tuned to MPC Radio. I love you so much. Bye-bye. And as we go, please allow me to give you a very, very, very short prayer. Very short prayer. And then we get going. Lord Jesus, thank you very much for the day. Thank you so much for each and everything you have done to us today, done for us today. We glorify your name. And we bless you. And we thank you for each and everything you've done for us. As we go to sleep, Jesus, lift us up. Heal our wounds and make tomorrow the best day we have ever had in all our lives. Amen. Bye bye, ladies and gentlemen. I've been saying bye to you for way too long now. I think I need to really go. If I don't go now, I might leave at midnight. So please let me catch some good night's sleep, and I'll be back to give you some more in the morning. I love you guys so much. Bye bye.
Of the same old content, same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire, talk shows with real life wisdom, testimonies that shake the soul, fresh faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio, more than just radio, its purpose, its power, its truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows.
We are Power of Faith.